Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here today. I'll just pray. Dear Lord, I just pray that the words that I share as I share your word today will just bring glory to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now as I was praying about what I was going to share today for Mother's Day, I thought I'll just share a few stories of my own and then we'll get into the Word of God and look at what some of the mothers in the Bible, their stories. Okay, so just I'll share a few stories of my experience as a mum. Now, I told my three sons I was doing this today, so they're okay. No, just one day I locked my keys in the car when one of my sons was a baby and he was locked in the car as well. And I thought, oh no, what am I going to do? But I was actually at my friend's house and I was there for lunch. And it was good because I'm in the RACV. So I rang them quickly. And when they found out there was a baby in the car, they came very, very quickly. So that was really good. And thank you, Lord, because I felt terrible about doing that, leaving my little baby in the car. And then there's another time, was a very special time to me. One of my sons, he wrote me a song for my birthday and that really touched my heart and made me cry. It was beautiful. And another time, I was so proud of my son who was having a difficult time, but he overcame lots of adversity in his life and he did his best at school and he overcame a lot of adversity and I was so proud of him. So we all have different moments as mums, sometimes frustrating moments when we do silly things, but other times when we're so proud and other times when our heart just really melts at the things that they do for us. Today, I believe the Lord wanted me to share about three mothers in the Bible. The first one we're going to look at is Eve. So if you have your Bibles there, if you'd like to turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 3. But first of all, I'll just read a bit of an introduction. So Eve, she was known as the mother of all the living. So that's a pretty strong title that she was given, mother of all the living. She brought her children up and she had no example to follow. She had no other mothers to look to or to follow. But she had a very close relationship with God and she had her wonderful husband, Adam. And just imagine if you were Eve and you're walking in the Garden of Eden. It would have been so beautiful with all the beautiful plants around and all the animals there. And just it would have been the most beautiful place. And Eve was there and she walked with God and she would have been able to talk to him and with her husband Adam and must have been a wonderful place to be. And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 it says, "The Lord God said, it is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him." So Eve, she was the helper. She was Adam's helper. And that is why God, one of the reasons God created her was to help her husband Adam. And that is such an honourable place to have, that God has given all us wives, is to be helpers to our husband. So let's look down to Genesis chapter 3 verse 1. And this is where Satan gets in on the act. Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Now I want to focus on today what Satan said. Did God really say? Now when I looked at this, I was thinking, well, Satan, he's trying to bring God down. He's trying to get Eve not to believe what God was saying to her. So he's getting Eve to question the word of God. God had spoken to Eve. But Satan was saying, did God really say? He was getting her to question the word of God. Now, I know in my life, sometimes that happens to me. I question what it says in the word of God, but that doesn't come from God. Those thoughts don't come from God. Satan doesn't want us to believe the word of God, but the word of God is full of promises for us. So I know I have to be careful what I think about. I have to move my mind so I'm thinking about and believing the word of God and not to be deceived, because Satan wants to deceive us so that we don't believe his word. But God wants us to believe his word. He wants us to trust him. And it's important what we think, what our minds think on, because that really affects us and it can get into our heart. These doubts about God's word can get into our heart and affect how we behave. Because Satan doesn't want us to know how much God loves us. He doesn't want us to know that we are God's daughters and we are God's sons and we are special in his sight. And he has a great plan and purpose for each one of us. God wants us to know that. But if you have thoughts thinking, oh, I'm not very good, I don't know what to do, God doesn't have a good plan for me, well, they're lies from the devil. God wants us to know the truth. But Satan, as we can see, as he spoke to Eve, he wanted to deceive her so she didn't know the truth. But God, he wants us to know the truth. And I guess as a mum, I'm always conscious that I need to deal with things in my own life because I don't want to influence my children in a bad way. I guess my heart is that they all would love Jesus and serve him. So I was always, and I still am, conscious that I want to deal with things in my own life. Like if I have the wrong thoughts or the wrong attitude, I want to deal with it. I don't want to be deceived. I want to know God's plans and purposes. I want to have a good heart. And I just think that's really important. So I've always tried to, keep my heart right. One of the scriptures I taught my children when they were little was, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Because the things that you believe and that get into your heart, they affect you, affect your behaviour and what you say and what you think. But we want to bring it into align with what God says, because that's where the truth is. Don't listen to what Satan says, but bring your mind into alignment with what God says about you and the plans and purposes that he has for you, because he has great things for you. Like Eve, she was in the Garden of Eden, it would be a beautiful place. And you think she had everything. She had everything there. She's walking with God, had a close relationship with him. She had a wonderful husband in the Garden of Eden. And yet she chose to listen to Satan's lies and to disobey what God said, to disobey his word. So a reminder to me to get my mind focused on what it says in God's word. Don't listen to the deceiver. Don't listen to what he says. The word of God is truth. Another thing, as a mum, as when my kids were little, we'd go out visiting to other churches, and I remember a time we were visiting in a church in the country. And one of the pastor's wives there said to me, she believed the Lord was telling her just to encourage me in being a mum, because that's what I really desired, was to be a good mother. And she said one of the keys were like having family devotional times together, like with all of us. We study the Bible together and pray together. And just also like encouraging your kids in their own personal devotion so that they hear from God themselves. And I guess that's why with As a teacher in the Sunday school, that's what I really desire for all the children there, is that they can hear from God themselves. They read his word and they have a real relationship with Jesus too. Like, it's not just stories, but it's all real for them as well. That's my heart for all the children in the Sunday school too. Just going back to Eve now. Eve, she blamed someone else for why she ate the fruit. She didn't take responsibility herself for her own actions, for her own choices. So I guess I want to make sure that I take responsibility for the choices that I make, and I might want my children to be take responsibility too. Because that is how you grow, and it's not easy to look at yourself like warts and all, but Jesus loves us. He sees all our flaws and he loves us anyway. And that's how we can grow and learn. And just looking at Eve again, something else I thought that I can learn from her is because she listened to what Satan said to her, she became discontented. It's like she had everything. She was in the Garden of Eden, walking closely with God, and she had a wonderful husband. But Satan made her look at what she didn't have or what she couldn't have. He made her look at the tree that God told her not to eat from. So he changed her focus to look at what she didn't have, and then she ate it, but it made her discontent. And that just made me think too that, you know, we all go through different struggles in life, and we can focus on the things that we don't have in life, or we can focus on the things that we do have. We have to make a choice about what we think about and what we focus on. And just thinking about Paul in the Bible, in Philippians 4:12, there's a good scripture about this. You would like to turn there. Sorry, verse 11. Philippians 4:11. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I've learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. So we can all go through difficult things in life, and we will, because we live in a sinful world. It's really good if we can learn to be content no matter what is happening in our life, no matter when we're going through a difficult time, but we can learn to be content. And like Eve, don't be distracted by looking at what we don't have, but focus on what we do have and be grateful for what God has given us, because he's given us all so much. Just look around and see all the blessings that God has given you in your life. There is so many. We just have to be careful what our focus is on. Okay, now I wanted to look at Mary, another mother in the Bible. So if you'd like to turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 28. I love to study Mary because I believe she just, I can learn a lot of things from her as Jesus' mother. So just start from verse 28. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be? Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin. The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. And Mary's reply, I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May it be to me as you have said. Then the angel left her. Now I looked through this story about Mary and just thought, what can I learn from her? Now just imagine if this happened to you, if an angel came to you and said, you are highly favoured with God and you're going to have a child, how you would be so scared and you'd have so many questions like, Lord, how could this be? And Mary was like this too. She was troubled at first. But then the Lord explained to her how it was going to happen. And I just love her response, what she said. She said, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. And I thought, wow, Lord, that is awesome. Just her response was so awesome. And I thought, how a woman like Mary, how could she respond this way? And just what was in her heart when she said this? And I thought, for her to be so open to God's plan, and it was an amazing plan, and just thinking, you know, like she wasn't married and she was going to have a child and all the disgrace when you look in society that she would have, maybe people would have looked on her with disapproval, and yet she was so willing just to serve the Lord. I thought, what a beautiful heart that she has, just willing to do what God's will was for her life. And I thought, this probably isn't the first time that she has submitted to what God has had for her life. She must have a very submissive heart to what God wants for her. And I thought, that is such a beautiful heart to have, to be submissive to God's plan for her life. Just such a beautiful thing. And God also gave her someone to share this time with. Like he gave her cousin Elizabeth, who was also expecting a baby. And I thought, God, you're so wonderful. You've given her, a Mary, this amazing plan that's going to happen in her life. But you've given someone to help her as well, her cousin Elizabeth, to share this time with her. Because it must have been at times very difficult, but the Lord provided someone to help her to fulfill this great plan of his. I thought, Lord, you're so awesome. You bring people along to help support and help fulfill your plans and purposes in her life. When you look at Mary's song, we'll just have a look at it briefly. Okay, so it's in Luke chapter 1 from verse 46. But just when in verse 48 it says, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. She was so humble, Mary, this beautiful heart. And her song ends up being rather prophetic, actually. As she was saying, here's in verse 52, he has brought down rulers from their thrones but has lifted up the humble. He's filled the hungry with good things. He's sent the rich away empty. He's helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever. So it's a beautiful song just out of her heart. So I guess that's something I desire, is to have a heart that's submissive to the Lord and to his plans and purposes in my life, so I can help fulfill God's plans too. Now, another mother in the Bible I wanted to look at today was Hannah. So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'll read from verse 21. Actually, I'll start from chapter 1, verse 1. There was a certain man from Ramathim, a Ziphite from the hill country of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Ziph, an Ephraimite. He had two wives. One was called Hannah and the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. Year after year, this man went up from his town to worship and sacrifice to the Lord Almighty at Shiloh, where Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were priests of the Lord. Whenever the day came for Elkanah to sacrifice, he would give portions of the meat to his wife Peninnah and to her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he gave a double portion, because he loved her and the Lord had closed her womb. And because the Lord had closed her womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her. This went on year after year. Whenever Hannah went up to the house of the Lord, her rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat. Elkanah, why are you downhearted? Why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons? Once when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on a chair by the doorpost of the Lord's temple. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord, and she made a vow, saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, How long will you keep on getting drunk? Get rid of your wine. Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. I've not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. She said, May your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. Early the next morning they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah lay with Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So in the course of time, Hannah conceived and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, Because I asked the Lord for him. Just jumping down to verse 24. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When they had slaughtered the bull, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, As surely as you live, my lord, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying for the Lord. I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord for his whole life. He will be given over to the Lord. And he worshipped the Lord there. Now, this is a really amazing story as we look at the life of Hannah. another mother in the Bible. Now, when she was going through her difficult time, when she wasn't pregnant, she went to God when she cried out in bitterness of soul and wept and prayed to the Lord. She desperately sought the Lord for a child. So she always ran to God. And when her husband's wife, Peninnah, gave her a hard time because she didn't have children, she went to the Lord and cried out to him. So this is a woman who brings all her sorrows and all her cares to God. She just cries out to the Lord and just shares her heart with him. And when Eli questioned her and said, "Are you drunk? Get rid of your wine." She was so respectful to him. She said, "Not so, my Lord. I am a woman who's deeply troubled." And she brought a request before him. So Hannah, she was amazing. Like, this woman was giving her a hard time, and even Eli was trying to bring doubt on her character. But she said, with respect, she was so respectful to him in his office as a priest. She said, "Not so, my Lord." She spoke the truth in love and very respectfully. Now, this is really challenging because sometimes you don't feel like that. If someone questioned your character, would you be respectful to them and speak in truth? Now, that's not always easy to do, but it's amazing, like Hannah, that she was able to do this, and she brought all her struggles to God. She didn't go around talking to other people or talking badly about her husband's other wife, but she went straight to God and told him. I thought that's a really honourable thing to do. She told God all her sorrows and all her pain, and God knew and understood her, and he helped her and met her where she was at. And I just thought, this, what can I learn from Hannah, is just to bring all my pain and everything, all my troubles straight to God, and he will meet me there where I am at. And always to be respectful to those people who God has put in leadership is really important. And Hannah was like that. She had a beautiful heart, even through her difficult times, because it must have been so hard not to have a child. In those times, you were considered not to have something wrong with you, or it was a disgrace not to have children. And yet Hannah, she still had a really good heart towards God, and she brought all that pain to the Lord, and he understood her and he helped her and he answered her prayer. And God, there's nothing impossible for God. As we bring all our needs to him, he understands our heart. He knows what we're going through, all the pain and anguish. He understands all this. And nothing's impossible for him. He gave Hannah a child. And Hannah is amazing. Like, she offered her child. She said, I'll give him to the Lord. Just give me a child and I will give him to you, Lord. And she did this. She went through with the promise that she made to the Lord. And that's such an honourable thing. She went through and kept her promise, even though that would have cost her dearly. So she's very sacrificial. Would have cost her dearly to give her son to the Lord. And just made me think, because at that time she's dedicating her child to the Lord. And it made me think, when we dedicate our children, what we are doing, when our children are little and we dedicate them to the Lord, we're dedicating them to what God's plans and purposes are for them. And as a mum, that means, like, and I'm talking to myself as well, I have to let them go, in a sense, to fulfill God's plans and purposes in their life. And that is my heart for my children, that they will fulfill God's plans for them. But I know as a mum, I have to let go, in a sense, and because they are God's children, they're his children first, and God's given them to me just for it. They're always my kids, but God's given them to me so I can teach them and train them, so to help them fulfill the purposes that he has for them. And that's true of each of our kids, because God has plans for each of our children. And we're like journeying with God, working together with Him and training them up so they can fulfill all the plans that God has for them. And that's like, I thought, yeah, that's my role as a mum. I mean, it's not always easy to like let your kids go, but that's part of God's plan, and I don't want to stand in the way with what God wants to do. I want all His plans to be fulfilled. But I know there's timing in this as well. All in God's timing too. So I guess just in conclusion, just to sort of summarize what I've shared, I just shared about three different women in the Bible. They're all very different, but they all heard from God. Like Eve, she heard from God, but she doubted God's word. She let Satan distract her. And so she disobeyed God. And then we have Mary. She heard from God too, but she submitted to what God's will was for her life. And as a result, well, Jesus was born and is just amazing, just brought change for all of us as she submitted to God's will for her life. And then we have Hannah. She had a desperate need in her life. But her heart was so good too. And when God answered her prayer, she dedicated her child to the Lord so God's plans and purposes could be fulfilled. So she also heard from the Lord. So if anyone would like prayer, maybe you relate to one of these women, or prayer for anything today, I'd just love to pray with you, because God has great plans for each one of you as mums and also for your children as well. And being a mum, sometimes it's a difficult role, but God helps us and enables us and gives us guidance in His word so we can do the job the best that we can. So thank you. So dear Lord, I just pray, Lord, that You help us as mums. Lord, You give us Your wisdom, dear Jesus. We know we're not perfect, but we know that You're there to help us, Lord. And just help us, Lord, to learn from these other mothers, Lord, in Your word, dear Jesus, so we can be the best mums that we can be, Lord, so we can release our children into Your plans and purposes. Yes, dear Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.